Welcome back to the Two Guys Named Chris show. We've got a big announcement to make. It's just been made from the Vatican. That's right.
Hit the music.
God darn, Biggie, I don't have the music. I just was thinking we need that music, and now I don't have it in front
it's
of
there.
Me.
It's there.
I have it.
Jesu Domine, dona eis requiem.
We got a conclave, May 7th.
Dona eis requiem.
Put it in your phone.
That's right.
Set a reminder.
That's right. That is 9 days from now.
Conclave 7 May.
We got a conclave starting on May the 7th.
I'm ready.
All the cardinals are going to be in there. You know, my wife said we were watching a little of the funeral. Of course, all the cardinals were there. And she said, when do they start the conclave? And I said, generally, there's 9 days of mourning. And she goes, what a waste of time, man.
Well.
She said that.
Well, she said they're all there. Just do it.
I hate to say this, but if you went to the Cardinals and did an anonymous poll, I'm sure they'd say, let's do this.
Yeah.
Ready to vote.
Are they going to fly back to where they're from then fly back in? That's 9 days.
Possibly.
You're going to stay in the Vatican 9 days?
They probably stay.
Oh, I bet they stay. I bet they love going to the Vatican.
You think?
Of course.
Great pool.
Great food.
Endless buffet.
Yeah. When you're at the Vatican, because, I mean, some of these guys.
Like, running up the Danville to the casino.
They got an omelet station.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, you can get eggs or you can get roast beef. It's like breakfast, lunch, whatever.
Well, because part of being a priest, and then I'm sure a cardinal, is that, you know, you kind of live simply next to the church. So, because growing up, I mean, every Catholic church had a little house next to it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd say, what's that? And my mom would say, that's where the priest lives. That's the priest's home.
It's the rectory.
Yeah. And it's not really even all his. It's like, you know, because there's also the secretary. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I bet when those guys go to the Vatican, it's the equivalent of going to a resort for us.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe you're right.
It's like going to Disney World in a VIP pass.
I guess that's true. And so it's not, anyway, it's May 7th, the official conclave.
So I guess the Camerlengo, he's in charge of the conclave, which we learned last week.
Yeah.
And I'm sure he'll come in. Welcome in the Cardinals. Now, I know you all have seen it in a movie. We're not going to have a funny business in the conclave.
I bet they have.
Oh, now are you trying to get an old book a deal out of this? We're here to pick up the Pope, and that's it. No more. No funny business.
There's no transvestites in here. Spoiler alert.
We're going to sack a tap of every one of you every day right in the cassock.
Bing, bing. Yeah, now, spoiler alert. Okay.
Yeah, spoiler alert on that.
I rewatched Conclave. The spoiler is this.
Like most Americans, you're watching Conclave.
Yes, and I'm going to give away. This is a big giveaway. Mm-hmm. Although, really, as Biggie has suggested, and I agree, unnecessary to the movie, the person that is picked, I mean, they've picked him. And then a guy who, like, does some investigation of him brings the lead guy over. That's Ralph Fiennes is the lead guy. And he's like, man, I should have told you this. I didn't think y'all were going to pick this guy.
Oh, man, I hate when the vote goes that way. Oh, God.
You didn't pick. Oh, no.
I didn't think it was
one guy. The one guy. He's got female reproductive. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, so my question was, and when it was over, I looked at it a different way. I didn't mind the twist. A lot of Catholics were outraged at the twist because it was a brilliantly acted movie. They're simply picking the Pope, and the inner workings are fascinating for sure. And the Ralph Fiennes and Stanley Tucci.
They're great in everything.
Yeah, they're great.
John Lithgow. I mean, wonderful actors. And so it's all done. And there's several things. Like, you think one guy's going to get it, and he's got something in his past. Mm-hmm. You think another guy's going to get it, and he's got
something. So who's in charge of digging the dirt? One person?
Well, Ralph Fiennes, really.
That's the Fiennes.
But he calls over this other guy that I'm talking about, unknown actor, and says, why don't you dig up on this guy over
here? Is the unknown, is he a cardinal? Is he a priest, or is he a layman?
He's a cardinal. Kind of an unknown. Mm. He was put in place by the Pope who died.
So he says to Ralph Fiennes, man, I didn't think you were going to pick this guy. I should have told you.
Golly gee.
They investigate.
I've seen his Instagram, and oh, my goodness.
He's got female reproductive parts. Okay.
And the whole thinking, of course, is that will, they leave him in place to become the Pope because they're like, maybe this will help the Catholic Church.
Yes, of course. Yes.
You know, and
he's this little known guy.
Yeah.
Well, here's the other thing I thought of it. He had been to a clinic in Zurich or Geneva to have an operation to remove the female reproductive parts, but he didn't go through with it because
as
he,
a priest or as, pre-pe-
as
pre-priest.
A priest, as always a priest.
Exactly.
And he told Ralph Fiennes, I prayed about it and decided to leave myself as God made me. You know, this is what God created. So I, and so
he's going to leave himself as a God made.
Right. So my thought was, if that really happened, we put a guy as Pope now, and they'd already voted on it. The white smoke was out when
they already released the smoke.
Oh, yeah.
And that's when the guy went over and was like, oh, Jesus, I had no idea you were picking this guy.
Oh, man, I thought it was bad when John Lithgow had a baby. Spoiler alert.
Well, that's another thing. That's another thing. If this one priest was headed to get it, and they were like, your baby mama just showed up.
Got a fam. Yeah. Nah, fam.
Hey, why's that nun crying? We need to talk about that.
So, the guy says, I made one mistake 30 years ago.
As a priest?
As a priest.
Oh, bruh.
But he said, should that keep me from being Pope? I've lived my life. I'm a good man. And Ralph Fiennes said, you are a good man, but there ain't no chance in hell we're going to put you... That is not happening.
There's one kind of sneaky nun who gets stuff on everybody, too. She does. She knows the dirt. That's what I've... I bet that's true in the Vatican, too. I think the nuns probably know the most.
Probably. They talking, you know.
Yeah.
And so...
Did you have to do that motion?
Of a talky-talk...
the chickens.
He's got a daughter. He's got lady parts. That's fact.
Oh, man, I really should have told you this before we started voting.
So my question was, if that really happened, now they put up, he is the Pope, and he has female reproductive parts.
Can you recall a vote? I don't know.
I don't know about that, but let's say they decide, it seems at the end they do decide, all right, he's going to be Pope. Only one person other than him knows about it. Well, it's Ralph Fiennes knows it, the Pope knows it, and the investigator knows it. But the folks in Geneva who were going to do the surgery but didn't, they know it.
Who he is.
So I feel like it would get out. You know, I feel like it would be...
Someone
would spill the beans.
Yeah. The Vatican's very powerful.
Well, that's right.
That's true, too.
Honestly, if that really happened, I think they might have the Pope himself killed and put a new Pope in charge. You know, after a month, you know, it could...
They got a whole conclave, too.
Well, that's right. Yeah. Conclave part two.
Ooh, I think we just wrote it.
Conclave 2.
It opens with assassins at a Geneva clinic.
Yes. Boy, that'd be a totally different movie. Conclave 2.
Like a couple sitting in the waiting room just going in to wait to talk to their doctor about something personal.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah. Then they rip off their civilian clothing and their black ops.
It's Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, yeah.
Taking everybody out.
Say your prayers.
Conclave 2, say your prayers.
And he can be on the phone. I know the Pope is a woman. Conclave 2.
: Say your prayers.
This summer, only in IMAX.